Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, it seems that the next competitive battleground lies in experiences, where the experience has become the relevant, unique selling point that is decisive for the success of a company. Well, today's most important companies are experience companies. I mean, brands such as Apple, Amazon, or even Tesla have the highest revenues, a strong customer loyalty, and prevail in the war for talent because they are at the heart of major value-adding ecosystems. In order to thrive in the experience economy, businesses, regardless of their size, must first embrace digital transformation. But while digital transformation is an important agenda for small and medium-sized enterprises, we call them the SMEs here, significant challenges still remain across Southeast Asia. And according to an Ernst & Young report across ASEAN, digitalization programs remain largely unaligned with a broader enterprise strategy. Now, the top three challenges regional SMEs face are lack of access to digital talent, pressure to focus on the short-term benefits of digitalization, and also digital risks as well. To talk us through, it's Dieter Weishaar, CEO of Easy Software, a leading company that is an open source business software right now. Well, welcome to the show. Give us more details into what challenges SMEs when they want to digitally transform.
Yeah, first of all, an SME is an enterprise which doesn't have a large IT department. So It's quite important that you take your challenge right. And there are basically two areas where you can start digitization. One area is a strategic area. So if somebody comes from the outside and changes your business model, like taxis or hotels or scooters, that may threat you as a business in total. So you need to think about what can happen to me, actually. The second part is, how can I do the work more efficiently? So digitization provides efficiency, things go faster, human interaction may be limited, and really focus on the important things. And I know in Singapore, labor force is an expensive topic. So digitization of the existing process is a good first step to start to go into the digital area.
And why is digital transformation imperative?
It's imperative. Actually, a study was conducted from KPMG and us in Germany, and I'll come to the Asia-Pac business in a second, that 75% of the enterprises see that if they do not digitize their business processes, they may be threatened from the outside, and their whole business model might be on risk. There's another study from IDC here in Asia-Pac where they stated 84% of the companies said, we need to digitize our businesses. So if you don't do this, somebody else does it, and you may be out of business or cost-wise not efficiently enough to take the business.
Because they will take your lunch.
Exactly.
How can SMEs tackle digital transformation and do it right?
Yeah, first of all, I think you made an important point. Experience is a key thing. If you digitize a business process which wasn't good before, if you digitize it, it may be faster, but isn't really good afterwards.
Right.
So the experience kicks in where you say, I ask my stakeholders, this is not only the customer, it can be a supplier, it can be an employee, an applicant, or for talent, that you ask them after every transaction, how do you feel about interacting with my company? And then you feel and figure out where are you good in your business process and where does people perceive you as a problem, and then you can, with rapid prototyping in a quick fashion, change your business process to have a better experience. So that's one dimension of the whole thing.
Right.
And the second thing is, start small. You need to start small. Take a business process a step at a time, because don't eat the elephant at once, because it's far too complicated.
Good thing you mentioned start small. That's my next question. Why is it crucial to proceed with small but steady steps? And what do they look like?
So if you have the right technology in place, you can build a digital work, a first use case, which we call a process step, like an employee locks in or a supplier locks in or a customer can buy something. This is a small step, which we call a small digital use case. You look at it, you try it in rapid prototyping. So that means a couple of days it's ready. You have not spent a lot of money. Then you test it with a customer, for example. And if the customer don't like it, you throw it away. And then you do a better one. The key thing is, start small, fail fast, and then the good things remain, and then you build on this and build a perfect experience and a perfect case.
I like the way you say fail fast, yeah? Fail fast and then move on.
exactly.
Okay. We're talking to Dieter Weishaar, CEO of Easy Software, right here in the studio with us on Money FM. So how can SMEs put in place a long-term digitalization strategy that can be implemented consistently?
Yeah, first of all, you should figure out what your strategic goals, your company's strategies, what your strategic goals are. And based on the strategic goals, you define more objectives, which is called the objectives and key results method, or mm-hmm. OKR. That's mm-hmm. what Google and others does. Mm-hmm. But it applies for small enterprise. So you have a company strategy, and if there's a strategic goal and something does not help the strategic goal and doesn't support it, you shouldn't do it. Mm. With this discussion you have with amongst the enterprise, you figure out innovative ideas from your employees, from your leaders, and see that you have these strategic moves where you change your business model, or you have these efficiency moves where you change your business process to the better one, more cost efficient, with a better customer experience, and so on and so forth. By doing so, you clearly understand that these small projects, one new scale at a time, supports your strategy on the long run and is aligned with your goals.
And how challenging it is to kind of implement a digitalization program and to have it aligned with your enterprise strategy. I mean, what does it look like, you know?
For example, if you want to enter a certain market, you need to think, well, I want to do this in a digital fashion because e-commerce is the right thing to do. I don't want to go off-site and do this this way. Then you create a shop system, or you do a referral portal, and you see what your network is, and then you build the digital process to actually support what your strategic goal is. And again, you take one step at a time. Get a technology platform, which is not expensive, mm-hmm. do a workshop on one step, get it completed, try if it works, change it if it doesn't work, and then get it implemented, and then take the next step. I think the other really important thing is you need C-level support. Mm. So digital transformation is not an IT project. Mm. It's a change project to your business, which means your CEO needs to support you and get everything done to help you to get digitization done, because there will be change will impact people, and you need to have support.
And he should be the earliest to get in line together with, like, get your apps on the phone, etc., etc.
He should be your biggest fan, honestly.
I would think so. So what else? Maybe you can tell us what else is needed for SMEs to kind of compete and thrive in the experience economy.
I think you should get a platform set up, which makes it easy for you, because you don't have hundreds of IT people to do it as an SME.
That is true.
So buy a platform, get it connected to your existing systems. There may be data silos from the old days. One has seen the ERP system. You have a sales organization which has other data. So get a platform connected. On this platform, you should not program anything. It should be able to configure an app, and after a workshop of a day, you press a button and you have a first app where you can try out, which is not perfect, it's a prototype. Mm-hmm. And then if people like it, then you do it really perfectly, and after 4 weeks, you have your first app out, and you have not spent a ton of money, mm-hmm. but a real impact.
So really, again, start small. Like, it's a humble
Absolutely.
Way.
Okay. Yeah, and then I think the other thing is, take the first priority as it's the waterfall model, right? It's mm-hmm. the Pareto optimum. Mm. 20% of your process steps probably create 80% of your value, as usual in life, right?
You're
so
right.
Look for the 20% and do it right. Mm. Spend your time, implement it, and then the rest will come.
Okay. So how can businesses go about getting employees on board? I mean, we always talk about how transformation, digital transformation, employees, that the mindset is an issue, not just about the talents, but mindsets as well. So how do businesses go about getting employees to buy in and kind of come on board, mindset change?
Yeah, it's about walk the talk. As I said, you need C-level support. So it really needs the full support of the CEO. And then you need to have town halls, talking to people, convincing them that there's no other way, because somebody else may do it and then you're in real trouble. So talk to people, explain it, get them on board, involve them in projects. So do roundtables and get project teams set up from the business to get people involved. The youngest talents first, create a lighthouse project where everybody says that was really, really cool. Mm-hmm. And then other people will follow and say, I want the next lighthouse project to be done in this company. Mm. And then with these success stories, it's a lot of communication and normal change management. It's more than IT project.
Okay. Well, Dieter Weishaar, CEO of Easy Software, thank you very much for coming into the studio.
It was my pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.